Okay. We will now continue with the Q&A meditation reporting. This is to help you to understand deeper the proper understanding of the cultivation, the Dhamma, and the meditation as taught by the Buddha. We are reviewing the meditation reporting. So this one is very important. Make use of your opportunity to report your meditation. Then you can ask whatever relevant question. Okay, the mic is here. Anybody want to ask or report the meditation? Yeah, Brother Teka. Somebody help to pass the mic. Before, help to on the light. Before, on the light. On the left-hand side, the three switches. Yes, Sadhu.
Brother Teo.
Yeah.
First, this is a question with regard, I think, to this morning or yesterday where you mentioned about the on my practice.
Yeah.
So your suggestion asking me to pay attention is actually to practice that metta by directing.
Read it out. Mm-hmm. Read it out the loving kindness. This energy you release it. And then you realize this one will go down.
So
then later on, because just now when I come in and sat down, I saw you meditating there. Then the nature tell me to advise you. If you still have this problem, next time you put your consciousness to your leg, put your leg on the floor, go for, send it down. Then you will suddenly see here clear. No consciousness, no thinking. That's not. That is the most important realization. When you don't put your attention on the brain here, the forehead, thinking disappear. Which means what? How does thought come about? When consciousness is there, I already explained, you listen again. Because your brain is an organ, Sana. Oh, my phone cannot see. Oh, okay. You see, your brain, this is the one with the memory, understand not? Yeah? Then your mind. Your mind is like energy field, understand not? Like the electricity, for physics experiment, okay? So in the physics experiment, the switch, then you have your light bulb or organ, okay? Upon contact, this one light up, okay? So this one is like energy field, energy source. So your brain also works something like that. This one comes from your consciousness. When you put your consciousness in the forehead, you apply energy there, understand? Like electricity, okay? Then this one needs sense data, correct? Otherwise, upon contact, nothing happens, understand? So if it's an eye, seeing consciousness, you need external sense data. What is it? Color, visual object or color, shape and form. Understand not? No color, no shape, no form, you cannot see. Understand not? So this one is color, shape, or form. Means external form. And internal form. So this one need sense data. So for your brain, where's the sense data come? Sorry, for your mind. How do you get your sense data? When you think, you put contact on the mind there. Correct? Where your consciousness is there. You have this brain, understand? This memory creates sense data for you, understand? This memory retrieve, then whatever you recall become the sense data, understand? Because you use this brain very often, understand? So your problem is every time your consciousness is here, you think a lot, the thought come out. Then you have a lot of reasoning and all things. Yeah, could be you are very used to that way of living. Means you use a lot of rational thinking, asana. And you use the thought a lot to understand things, asana. To do most of your thing. If I'm not wrong, based on what you report, 90% you are at the thought, at the forehead. Even when you sleep, this one is not resting. Then in the past, because you have a tendency of this energy, when you meditate, when you try to calm your mind down, this energy will build up, etc. And when it builds up, there is a tension inside the membrane of the brain. It's very difficult for you to relax. That's why when you want to do the mind sweeping method, you put your consciousness here only, that thing starts already. So what you should do is, when you understand this, upon contact, because this one bring up the sense data through memory. Sense data. So this one, together with the energy, upon contact when you think, trigger off mental consciousness. The mental consciousness has its content, and the content, the main one is what you perceive through your memory. So if you perceive anything through your memory, then the mind will react according to your views and opinion. And because this memory is here, every time you put your consciousness there, it creates thought. That's why Krishnamurti say, you listen to this. What is thought? How does thought come to be? He said thought is response. Thought is response to memory. Actually, no memory, no thought. Like the baby. No memory, no thought. So because of that, according to the Buddha, he break the thought into five aggregates. So easier to understand. If he tell you just thought, you really mong cha cha on, I tell you. But because the Buddha explained the content of consciousness, he said your mind can feel, can perceive, can think and arise sankhara or emotion, mental state, mental intention, whatever mental activity, like planning, scheming, and all the whatever cunningness, deceitfulness, all this is sankhara. Then it can become conscious of things. So when you understand thought is response to memory, when you put your consciousness at the brain, this thought keep on arising. So what you do is you move it down to your leg. Then when you silence your mind, you keep on feeling. You do vedana nupasana, where you're sitting. Keep on feeling. Just the feeling. Don't go and think. Don't try to perceive anything. Just feel. And then you will be very surprised. After a while, no more words. Your awareness will feel exactly what that tactile consciousness is. How that heat, or the cold, the opposite of heat is cold, when you bring it down. How that, what they call tejo, tejo is heat element, how that cold stimulate tactile consciousness. That's how your brain respond. The brain keep on want to perceive it as cold. It's a thought, it's a labor. But when you silent completely, you're just aware and try to find out without the word the actual sensation, the actual tactile consciousness that arises. That one nobody teach you. They tell you sitting, touching, feel what also didn't tell you. Actually, you are doing the tactile consciousness. But tactile consciousness, if you are not careful, the thought comes in very fast because you want to labor. So when you do that more and more, your consciousness go down. Your brain here slow down. Because this habitual thinking will be very, very strong and prominent when your consciousness is up here. Because every time you use here the brain, you know why not? Your senses are all in front. Your eye see thing so near the brain, isn't it? Your ear hear thing, isn't it? That's why the brain is on top of the major senses, isn't it? Smell, taste, everything up. Then the tactile can only bring it down, isn't it? So you have to go to tactile. That's why second foundation, you go to feeling. When you go to feeling, you remove your consciousness from here. So less activity up there. But because your mind can do one thing at a time, when it's aware of feeling, it cannot go up there. No? It cannot think. But the mind is so fast, like Suyan said, nanosecond. The moment you feel your habitual tendency, you want to perceive it. Like you read my blue book. Yeah? You remember? There is one part I write. When you feel the floor, you cannot feel, you know why? The moment you put your hand down, instead of feeling, you look at your hand. Then you look at the floor. Then the sensation start to labor perceive. That's why you cannot feel. You feel me, just feel. Close your eye. Feel. Then your meditation becomes different. The awareness that is aware of that tactile consciousness, no labor, no order. That's all. You try that. Your brain up here, less activity. Then you suddenly realize, here very light. Then all the energy you build up, slow down, disappear. That's a bit. Okay? That was what my nature wanted to advise you just now. Luckily you come out and ask.
The other thing is that if, like say, either I sit down or if I'm walking and trying to be just aware of that contact, there's a tendency of, you know, the mind.
Definitely, because your mind is so habitual in the perception, as I know. So that's why I say when you walk, don't try to know anything. Just relax and body and mind as one. Walk until that thing comes. Don't try to know anything. When you walk, don't try to hope for insight. Is this sati? Try to be aware. It makes you unnatural. And it makes you using the thought try. Who try? The thought try. Try what? Try to be aware. Try to be mindful. Try to develop insight. Try to have the meditative state. All this is still thought-based. You just forget about the thought. Silent and just walk.
So if the mind has a tendency to sort of think or to focus, just
very
keep
fast.
Keep in nothing and just be aware.
No, you just walk in a relaxed manner. But when you see it, it's formal meditation as well. Then you can send the awareness down there to your leg. You keep on feeling it as well. Feeling is very near the awareness. But feeling is not awareness. It's still an aggregate of mind, understand? It's still not the real sati. But pure feeling is very near the sati, understand? Understand? So when you feel, actually the hot and cold, the tactile conscious, that's why they say the four elements. They ask you to feel the four elements. Patavi, Apo, Vayo, Tejo. These four. Your body is full of this. Vibration is Vayo, wind element. Solidity is Patavi. Then this one, heat. Tejo. So you just feel. Don't use the word. You just feel and find out what the Buddha mean by Apo. Then you see inside there, the tactile consciousness, different one. When you aware of the vibration and heartbeat, everything, that thing that arrives, no word on. The mind is aware. Then like the snoring, every process of it, you aware. Understand? Then when you are aware of tactile, also same. That heat or the cold, no word on. You feel it exactly. Then as you calm your mind down, that sensation down there become more and more quiet. More and more quiet, then later on it's pure sensation. Understand? No more feeling, no more craving, no more all those things. And then you see the phenomena inside there, but no word on, understand? How the receptacle goes into your body, your leg, then went up to the mind, understand? But the mind wants to labor. But if it's aware, it doesn't go to the mind, there is no word on, understand? You have to find out that. You have to develop that new way of awareness meditation. A lot of you do four foundation of mindfulness. You use the thought one, but you don't know. Because the mind want to know, want to perceive very fast one. Is this the four element that the Buddha talked about? Is this the tea? Is this inside? Is this one? That thought is very active. So because of that, you have to reverse. Because meditation is about silence. Don't try to do anything. The moment you're silent, all this activity will show clearly. Then the characteristic will come to you. Then all of a sudden, in one of the foundations, is suddenly you see the appearing disappearing. Very fast one. Then when you are already very mindful, all the characteristics you see, the moment your mind wants to labor and grasp, there is a suffering inside your brain there. You can feel it. Even to know is suffering. To arise perception is suffering. To be at the moment of feeling is suffering. Because the mind is there. And there is grasping. The subtle, very subtle suffering, if you are not sensitive, if you have not developed a stable awareness, you cannot know it. Because your mind overrides and labor. The thought, the word come out. Then you are not sensitive anymore. The mind that is very sensitive can understand all these things. If you don't have this condition, I will not go into this explanation. But nobody can do until like that. So you thank him. Yeah. It's also good for you because this is something I never mentioned before.
Brother Teo, can I report now? Just now as I was doing my Anapanasati, I was quite calm and the breath was subtle. Then I realized that my thought go out. It was quiet. It go out to look for sound.
Correct.
There's a tendency.
Yes. So you know how your senses operate, as or not. Because the thought that wants to hear. One thing to hear is the thought. Then that's why it sends your awareness out. Then they try to look for the consciousness, the hearing consciousness. Yeah, the hearing consciousness. So that's why when got insect or what, because your attention is on the hearing. Means you put your consciousness on your hearing. So when you put your consciousness on the eye, you see. But at the same time, this ear also open. Whichever got stronger imprint, means the sense data, the contact more strong. Let's say the vibration very strong, then this one take over. Then you cannot see you. You like go to this organ, hearing consciousness. But when you focus on seeing, the normal type of imprintment that come in and disturb you and turn, you cannot turn on because you are too engrossed with the seeing. That's why sometimes you see until very engrossed. People call you, you don't know. Like you didn't hear. Only very loud only can. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, then you suddenly, you come here. Or you listen to a CD. Then somebody call you, you cannot hear. You are engrossed with the CD or the music. Then you must see that guy in front. Sometimes that guy in front also you don't see because you're fully focused on the hearing. Your eye open, but you're fully on the hearing. Then the guy come, put in front of your eye. Hey, then only you stop, you take it out. You come here. Understand not? Your mind can only be one place at a time. Although split second. Understand? Nanosecond, it can move. So you have to understand how your sense door or sense organ function. How the Buddha said, dependent on form and mind, sense basis come to be. But without sense basis, there is no form and mind. Understand? So because of form and mind, there is contact. Upon contact, actually the first thing to arise is consciousness. Understand? That's why the first three links, avijja paccaya sankara, sankara paccaya viññāṇa, that is the mental consciousness. Five mental aggregate of form. So actually upon contact, that one arises. But you don't understand because it's mental contact. Understand? After you see the mind thing, mental contact, mental consciousness. Understand? This is the real dependent origination. But they don't see, they don't understand, and they cannot tell you it's like that one connected. That's why I say the dependent origin is not linear. not the dwelling one by one, one by one. Actually, upon contact in the mind, there is also feeling. That feeling, condition, craving, all that link at the back there, happened already. Understand? If you don't meditate and silence your mind, you cannot know one. That's why you become gullible. Oh, dependent already. Like Buddha said like that, no. No sense data, no feeling, no. Then Buddha said, contact arise feeling. Why you say contact arise conscious? You want to argue? Then you say, Buddha say, no. Upon contact feeling, no. Why you say conscious? How to argue with these other people? Or how to discuss with these other people? Because they don't really see in the meditation. And they use theory. And they quote highest authority. The Buddha say, upon contact feeling arise. Like that, no need to discuss already. You go and do. Understand? And then you see whether what I tell you is true or not. And through the physics experiment, very easy to understand. It's a nature's law. No need a soul to create consciousness. Nobody creates seeing. It's automatic. Understand? But you need all the three conditions. Understand? Without sense data, without organ, without the mind, it cannot arise. That's why the blind man cannot see. Understand? Then the one with the eye, without the mind, when he's asleep, also cannot see. Dead man, no consciousness with eye, also cannot see. Understand? So what is seeing? Seeing is a condition arising. Understand? When you have consciousness, when you have the sense data, then you have the organ, then you contact. Then it trigger off. Understand? So it's condition arising. Nobody create it. Understand? Naturally, like physics. Upon contact, switch. The light bulb, light up. Light up means what? Like you become conscious. Understand? This is how your brain works. Quite similar. Okay? Good.
Brother Dale, just now, I think I quite like to meditate in the chanting, the main because I find the energy there.
Yeah, very strong.
Very strong.
The Ta Xiong Bao Tian there. You know, every day the vibration go into the building, everything. Then the what they call the beings and the nature, all they like that. They like that place.
And for many times, I do not know what the statue means.
Oh, okay.
So that was the thing that was telling me who am I paying respect to. But I was very glad that now I know who they all are.
Very good.
So this morning.
Center one is who?
Vajrayana Buddha.
Yes. Then the side on your right?
Manjuri. This side is Manjuri.
Manjuri, correct. Then the elephant?
The elephant, the name is very difficult, but I know it's something like Baja. It's written there.
Sata something. Pusen.
Yeah. So that's why that was.
Samantara Bada or whatever, correct.
Samantara Bandra.
Pusen. Pusen. Then these two. Asana. Behind you also got.
So, because I was very grateful that I know who am I paying respect
to. Very important, yes.
So this morning, I make sure that I kowtow 100 times.
Wow, sadhu, very good. So you do it with mindfulness, with faith and all that. Very good, very good. Wait, let her finish first. Let her say something before you continue.
Because when we bow that time, we bow mindfully, that means we don't say anything.
No, you can say, you can recite, Namo Bensi Si Jia Moni Fo, then you go down. But your mind, with the movement.
But when we say that time, no movement, right? Because otherwise we cannot have...
Initially, it's no movement. But after you say until like the chanting, when the mind and the chanting is one, then you can decide to go to the kaya. But that thing will be automatically come out already. The Namo Bensi Si Jia Moni Fo. You don't have to repeat it already. It's like inside there automatically. And then your body and your mind is one. Then every time, Namo Bensi Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Bensi Si Jia Moni Fo. After you do, then actually one day, the chanting also no need. But you need it to build the faith. Understand? You are paying respect to something, like your metta. Understand? You need to feel it. Understand? You feel the metta energy. Otherwise, your feeling cannot arise. So you need initially words, understand not, to bring about that feeling. Understand not? So when you chant Namo Bhagavate Sakyamuni, it means you pay respect to the original teacher, Sakyamuni Buddha. No? Your faith very strong. Then after that, your faith very strong. Then one day, as you bump over, that thing stop. Then it's just the power. From the heart, you pay respect. Understand not? Then whatever, like you know, Amitabha, you just pay respect. No more word. Understand not? That is a later stage. Okay? Yes, continue. After the 100 bow, whatever.
So after the 100 bow, I didn't have time already. So I continue again.
Oh, very good.
And when I went in, after the...
I know.
I went downstairs again. Again, I rejoice knowing who you are.
Yeah.
And I went to Mansuri with Sattva. Then I said, oh, I rejoice who you are. So.
Oh, very good. That's why you can talk to their nature. That's right. You're not talking to the statue. No? Yeah. When you have faith, you talk to their nature. No?
Then, said, knowing that you are the Bodhisattva.
Very good. Means you do from your heart. Otherwise, you cannot be emotional. That's right. Means it's from your heart. You want to do, and then something happened. Good. Cry, let it come out, don't worry. Then what happened? Never mind, slowly.
Then I told her,
yeah.
I'm trying very hard,
yes.
But I didn't have the wisdom. And now I know I could get it through. So please give me the wisdom for my path of purification.
Sadhu, very good.
I felt the energy.
Yes, coming in already. Very fast.
That's
why you have to have faith. Then you have to be sincere. These two things only. Then it will come.
Then I find a place at the back there.
Yes.
And I sit.
Very good. Sadhu.
And then when I sit, I just concentrate on my breath.
Anapanasati.
And I breathe. And I felt my breath going.
Yes.
And this time I felt it going right in.
Yes.
And the breath was so beautiful.
Yeah, very clear.
Right in,
Very clear one. Then it go in deep.
It's going so deep that I felt my whole body oxygenated.
Yes. Correct. Very good. It's like go in with the energy and open up the thing. Then you feel a lot of joy, a lot of pity. That's why that day, the three of them, you remember? She and Joyce and Mimi. The heavy breathing you heard a lot. Because Mimi said the energy came. Then she breathed and take it in. Then you think like something wrong. Then after that, I think she also followed. That's why that is how it will happen. Continue. Very good.
Then, as I breathe, I can see vibration here.
Yes. Very clear on
very
everything.
Very clear vibration.
Because your awareness is very clear. Then that breathing, like, everything is very clear on. Very slow down everything. Like, a lot of clarity in the one in-breath itself. And out breath itself is very clear on the awareness. Then the more important is the energy that goes in the time. You really open up inside.
I feel it was so much oxygen.
Yes. A lot of oxygen. It like opened up. Yeah. It's actually pure energy. Very, very good. And that one can begin to activate your internal transformation. That's why Joy told me, you know, after that thing, she fought until she said, "Paise." keep on fighting. Later on, you all will experience it. Because it's the way the mind actually, to pure energy, clean you out. It's the byproduct. The byproduct is always gas. But because you already have that wisdom, that virtue, the cleaning is very strange. No smell. Whereas if you don't have that pure energy, the thing that come out is all the toxic gas, asana, or quite pungent and smelly, asana. So it's very different. You can experience it yourself. Okay, continue.
As I was doing it, I knew there was thought.
You will come to know. Because the awareness that is really built up and stable can make you aware of thought and everything. That's why you need sati. But you were sitting somewhere that, that's why easier for you to see and all those things and be aware of.
But I don't know what the thought is because I just don't dwell on it.
Yeah, correct. You don't need to know. Just see it arising and passing away. No word on. Then you understand what sankhara is. Understand? Then you understand you didn't think, but it come out. Understand? Why this thought, not other thought? Then you can trace. This is how it went in. Attachment. Sometimes subtle, sometimes very strong, sometimes phobia and all things deposited inside. Understand? Then when it's deposited inside, this is what Krishnamurti say. You accumulate the scars of memory, you know? Your fear, your phobia, your unhappiness, your sadness. So when you accumulate the scars of memory, you create the type of thought. Understand? Thought is respond to that memory. Then your brain got disorder. Understand? Well, all these are negative energy field thought. So that's why at night you sleep, they try to find order. They release it through subconscious consciousness. That's why you dream. The dream is a release. If you don't dream, I tell you, go Tanjung Rambutan. You sure cuckoo. Because all accumulate inside there cannot come out. Like you got problem. You cannot talk. You cannot release it. Then you become more and more entangled. That's how people get depression. They got nothing. Nobody to talk to. Then they lock themselves in. Then whatever conversation you want to start is a very difficult one. Until they have the condition, right frame of mind. So, human being's problem is, when you cannot release this, you know why they cannot release or not? All this got depression. You go and ask the psychiatrist and the doctor. They cannot sleep. They got insomnia. So doctor give them what? Tranquilizer, sleeping pill, make them sleep. Sleep so that this can be released out. But the trouble is, it already grousy on, drowsy on. Then you wake up also, the side effect is there. You are dependent. Then when you're dependent, you become addict. Without that drug, you cannot sleep. Then very difficult to recover. That's why I say, those things is temporary fix. Cannot permanent fix. Permanent fix, you free through understanding the Dhamma. Then no need medication. But I have actually helped quite a number of people come out of severe depression by talking to them. The moment they understand, they say, no need to see psychiatrist, no need to buy all those medications, no need to depend on it. Then they are totally free of it. And their mind is so different now. Then they keep the precept, they meditate, they do the three things that I advise them to do. Ask for forgiveness. Then when they recover, become more conscious and more sober, they determine to keep the precept, then do all the good things, the wholesomeness, then listen to Dhamma, straighten their view. Then after that, learn to rejoice and all those things. Then after that, invoke the power of merits to recover. Sure recover. Okay, good. Continue.
Then, before I know, my time is already up. My foot vibrates.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I didn't want to get up so fast.
Never mind, you can stay there. No need to come up.
Then I told myself, I get up slowly.
At that time, you're very mindful. Yeah. You're very mindful.
Even I walk up here. So
very mindful. Like everything
slow
is a
motion,
flow.
Maybe.
Slow motion like that is a flow. Sadhu deyo. We all should rejoice. It's very good. Very good. You have your past.
But before I came up, again to Mansuri. I thank her for my experience.
Yeah. Very good. You should. Gratitude.
And I said from the bottom of my
heart, yes.
Please feel my gratitude.
Yes. Then you connect. Then next time, remember, here also got one. No need to always down there. But their energy very good, true. Here also strong, but the statue not big enough. There the statue very big, the vibration go in. We are every day chanting. Very strong, yes. Every day chanting.
And then I say this aspiration again.
Ah, very good. Make your aspiration.
Yeah. May I always meet with the wise and with not with the foolish.
And
may I always meet with good teachers.
Ah, good. That is a good aspiration. Then the other thing you can add is request. This is the best opportunity when they respond to you, request Manjushri to guide you all the while. Understand?
Oh, yes, I did that.
Yes, I that said, is very important.
I told her, I tell her, please be at my side all the time.
Oh, at your side, no use.
To guide
you along. Yeah. Like they say, aspire to meet the Buddha, cannot recognize. No. Next to you also cannot recognize.
I said, please be at my side to guide me all the while.
Luckily you say that. You seek their guidance.
I said, please guide me in my path of purification.
Yes, yes. That is very important, the guidance. That's why...
And that was the time when after I said that, before I come up, I wanted to kneel back again. I really felt the thing again.
Then it come in again. Because of your sincerity, your gratitude.
And your
aspiration.
I opened my hand to receive.
Yeah, very good. What sadhu. Wow. Wow, this one really smart. Really smart cultivator. Don't know how to open your hand. No cup, open your hand. At least whatever go through, you can feel the liquid part. The spiritual energy can go in. Little got cup, no need to open hand. Just go in direct. Very good. Sadhu to you. I rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good. Because she has been looking for this truth very long already. How many years? 30 years ago? No. Oh, how many years ago? Ten over years. Give you the condition because that one make you very emotional. Understand? You cannot accept that reality. You want to understand. That's why you want to seek truth. Oh, okay. Yeah, during that time you cannot understand. You cannot participate in that. You know why? Because your past know that this is not the right way to do. Understand? Yes. The mic, pass the mic back to her. Where is the mic? Pass them back to her. You just continue. On already.
Then I told my brothers and sisters, I said, this is Dad's funeral, the man I first loved the most.
Yes.
How can you make a fool of him in his funeral? This is not respect.
Yes, correct. Filial piety is when they are alive. The real thing you can do is you do something so that it can be effectively helping those who have passed away, like Theravada Sutta. No amount of sorrow and lamentation. So you do all those crying, all the burning, all those, no use on. You might as well invite monk to come do the dana. Then if they want to chant, or you invite this, what they call Tsuji, free one. They come. Up to you to pay one as donation as well. That's what my mother want. They come and do everything. So all this chanting is very good because they have this like Amitabha thing. They will chant the whole thing. Then this one, the merits, actually shared by all beings and everything. Then they rejoice. Then it is meant for like Karaneya Metasutta. It's meant to actually let living being have the virtue and the merit through their understanding. Then up there, they know how to listen. They will rejoice on it. Then the energy, the consciousness, very strong on. Very different. Very good. Because you have your path, so you cannot participate.
Yeah. So then after when I come back from my father's funeral, I told myself I need to do something for him.
To understand and do something for him.
And I think maybe condition was right.
Yes.
Somebody dropped pamphlet into my letterbox.
Yeah, letterbox. Yeah,
so the letterbox is donation for the new temple.
Ah, very good.
SJBA.
Oh, sadhu. Oh, then, no wonder your merit so powerful.
And then I
you know that donation, you know the effect of that donation. SJBA has been, I think, almost 20 years, coming to 20 years. I remember I helped to become the QS. So you look for me. That time I was still in Mitrajaya. That time I think was 97 or 98. The building finished in 98, is it? Huh? Suyan? Where is Suyan? Disappear. 97. Yeah, 97. Yes. Because I was doing that project when I was in Mitrajaya, listed company. I went there to work October 1st, 1996. Then after a while, Suyan called me. Then I go and help out. But the QS went off. Then the architect, that Miss Lim, she don't believe her no last time. After that project, now I was told by Suyan, he in charge of what? Sunday school and all. Then at one time, don't know, responsible for how many monks. He said, no, she's very strong. And she was the one that asked, why you all Buddhist? So many things on it. Then there was this secretary, I think, that uncle, James liked to talk to me because he know my Dhamma very good. So as I explained, after a while, that Miss Lim looked at me. Then he saw the way I resolved the contract issue and how I actually firm up the contract and pay the contractor. She also very surprised. Then she started to ask me, Dhamma actually what? Then I explained a few to you. And then I think that one spurred her. Well, after that, really very, very, very devoted.
I call up the telephone number. Then I ask them, where is your temple? Then they said, SS14. Then I said, I stay in SS14, but I don't see any temple. Then they say, it's behind. When they ask me, where do I stay? Then I told them, it's behind your house. I said, behind my house got temple. Then I said, where is your new temple? In front of your house.
Very
I
good.
Told them I wanted to contribute. Then
very good, very good.
He says he will come and and
collect the donation.
Then he did came and I asked him where the old temple is. Then for the first time, the Visak day, I went.
Yeah, sadhu.
Then I registered my name as a beginners in Buddhism.
Good. That's how you started.
And when I went there for the first time, I said, why, man? Must kowtow to the monk. I can't do it.
You cannot do it because your graduate ego. because it's not easy, Especially when you are graduate, when you do very well in academia, you like top student. Then you go there. A lot of them cannot do it, but for me, very natural. I will just pay respect.
I couldn't do it.
It took
me a while. Then When I entered the class, when I first heard the Four Noble Truths, it shook me.
Oh, good. Means you have your past cultivation.
And then when I heard the Dependent Origin, I was double shaken.
Good. Very good.
Then I was telling myself, who is this Buddha? So clever. Yeah.
So wise.
So wise. But that time I used the word clever. Wise. And that spurs me to...
Very good. To actually search. To actually pursue that teaching. Very good. Sadhu to you. Let's say sadhu. The other thing that I forgot to tell you is, because just now, luckily now I recall, you see, there are two things. First, your donation. Go to the temple. And you know that temple lasts very long. All of the wholesomeness that they do, through organizing all the activities, the Dhamma talk, the meditation and all things, you get to participate. And for so long, until that building gone, by then I think all the committee members will change. And that feel of merit, you don't know one. So the wholesomeness that come from donating to temple fund and all things is very, very different. It's spin off a lot of things. Then sometimes they get a good speaker to go there and speak. This gift of truth, but where you participate in the donation of this temple, you partake in the merits that the temple is involved in. Then through the hearing, if any of them benefit, it's like you have spread the truth, gift of truth, then people receive. then they change, then they transform. And that field of memory, you cannot imagine. Then you were like fatat if one of them become enlightened, or Arya and all those things. And all these are possible. You never know. So that's why donation, you don't underestimate, oh, building fund, okay, I donate. You do it sincerely, then make your aspiration, then you rejoice. You say, this is the condition for people to benefit from the Buddha Dharma, and you will flourish. But you have to be careful. We are not all temples like Subang Jaya, SJV. There are certain temples you have to be careful, especially in China. It's very commercial. So don't be gullible. Oh, temple donate. If it's for commercial thing, you try not to create condition for things to become unnecessarily negative. Where you cultivator, that's how you keep your precept. You're very sincere, you offer, and they abuse it. Then repercussion. Then the second thing is, what I want you to know is, you remember, just now you say your father, very sad, the funeral, the rite and ritual, then all say, then you like very angry for what all say. It's not you, your form and mind. Before the wisdom come, will be like that. So, then you will not hold on to this anymore. The grief, the whatever, no more. Your father wanna that trap you for so long to search, which is a blessing in disguise, but you suffer, understand not, for very long. Because you cannot come to terms to it. That the good thing is it drive you. Your time has come, you have to move. That's why law come out very funny. When the time come, meant to be, it will cause things to happen, then you will respond.
And then after for many years my father passed away, I never had any dreams about him. Until one day, after many years, my father came to see me in my dreams.
Very good.
Then my father asked me, you're not scared of me, man, I'm from the dead. I said, no, you're my dad. Come and sit with I sit on your lap always. Then after that he says, after that we were happy together. Then he says, I got to go. Then I told him that I got nothing to give you except this one thing. Then I gave him the Vistuti Manga.
Oh, very good. Sadhu.
I said, Dad, take this with you.
The seven stages of purification. The Satta Visuddhi Marga. That one, that commentary, is a commentary. That one, also not very authentic. But a lot of things inside there. Too much thing.
That was the thing that somebody told me was very good. So that was
nice.
I said, Dad, take this with you. Walk your way, cultivate.
Means you're very sincere. No problem. Because the Visuddhi Marga is not bad. Not bad, actually. A lot of things inside there. But the person who wrote that commented the Buddha Gosa, when I read through, I suspect. Yeah, he write the fourth meditation object. A 40 meditation object, the kasina, concentration. Then he talked about jhana. He said, samadhi is jhana. So you have to be careful on that part. The other part are not too bad. The other stages of purification, except when it comes to samadhi. Then, of course, some of the explanation is mostly, I think, he mixed a lot with the Hindu teaching. The Bhagavad Gita and all that. India that time was very powerful. So what they did, they assimilate the Buddha's essential teaching, then they combine with Hinduism, then they kick Buddhism out of India. That's why he went to Sri Lanka, otherwise disappeared the whole thing. But India is not strong. India still Hinduism very strong. Then the Vedanta also very strong. They have their teaching, no doubt about it. But their ultimate salvation is different. They believe in the Atman, the ultimate self, the true self. That one trapped in the rhyme up there. So you have to find out what is the real one. That's why the Buddha, through his perfection and cultivation, he come to realize even the unconditioned, understand? The unconditioned is what? Nibbana. It's also non-self, understand? So the moment that self come in, the Atta is there already, understand? But they try to explain in such a way like, this Atman is very compassionate one, understand? Then they believe they are that thing, you know, understand? So that one, no matter what it is a type of wrong view, understand? Then you hold on to that now. Who hold on to that? Actually, it's the thought. Understand? And then you can take birth up there. Understand? In that so-called, like, Atman thing. Understand? Then they live very long. Understand? So a lot of this so-called religion in India end up like that. That's why the Buddha has to come to India. Understand? So that the teaching can become straightened up. Understand? But the weakness is because at that time, their custom, their tradition, their belief is so strong. They cannot throw away the Hindu practice and the Hinduism. So they prefer to, because at that time, a lot of those scholars, they come and learn the Buddha's teaching. Then after the Buddha's passing away, they become like very, very authoritative. You know? They teach, then they mix. And then after that, they write book. Your writing came much later. When they write, they actually put them together. Then the authentic Buddha Dhamma is actually mixed with a lot of that. And a lot of their teaching are not bad, actually. It's the ultimate understanding. And certain words they use. That's why you need to like read with understanding. But not too bad, that book. Actually, they have a lot of very good, what they call, explanation of virtue. Yeah? Because you say, first is purification of virtue. And sila visuddhi. That one very good. That one you go and read, very good, helpful. Then when it comes to view also, ditti visuddhi, but not really, really authentic. Means certain part run. Then after that, they got what they call chitta visuddhi. That one also depends on how they understand it. If they use thought-based going, cannot understand. Very good. Thank you. Sadhu for your sharing. Okay, let me share.
I'm so glad that finally I see the Kayamitas actually really going down to pay respect to the Bodhisattvas and Birojana for the center actually image is Birojana for, actually I asked for Miss Lee. Last time I don't know the center image is who, you know. I tell you a little bit. So I actually, every time when I come here, I will pay respect to all the image, because I first get to know Manjushri when I travel to Wutaisan. That's how I get to know Manjushri Bodhisattva. Then I went to Ermeisan. That's how I get to know Puxian, because I also come from a tradition that I only know Guanyin Pusa. So that was when I came for the Achalo's retreat. So I went down and paid respect. It was a very unique experience. So every day I pay respect to this all the bodhisattvas and the center image. So one day I was like, every day I'm paying respect to this image. I don't even know, you know, who is this particular big image, and it's so big right in the middle, you know. So then I was like, yes. So I say, if can you connect to me and you show your way to me, you know, the moment I do that, you know what happened? He showed me the mudra that I never had this mudra.
Straight away
it was very powerful mudra. So after that, I was like, wow, okay. So I go and pay respect. Then after that, I come up and ask Miss Lee, you know, what is that image right in the middle? Then he said, that one is Birojana for. That time I also don't know who is Birojana for. He said that he's the, this is her version, he's the main Buddha of all the Buddhas, or something like that. I said, wow. After the session, I went down. I faster asked for
forgiveness.
I said, I'm so sorry. I really don't know who you are. So I must make sure I'm paying respect to somebody that is, you know. Then I asked for forgiveness. So this time, when I came up, actually, I'm the first one to reach this temple. Thank you, Christine. I think you took the bag for me.
Yeah.
You were carrying my bag, actually. Yeah, yeah. You came out the blue color
the,
plastic
the
bag.
The car, take it out.
So, you know why? I just want to go up. The first thing is I want to pay respect to all the bodhisattvas.
That's why I told you, the first thing we do is the main shrine, pay respect.
So after paying respect to all the Buddha and the Bodhisattvas, then I came up to this meditation. We start off the session. Then I pay respect to all the elders here.
The past abbot.
Yes. So I pay respect to each and every one of them. Because the last time I came, I pay respect. Actually, I can really feel the energy.
They talk to her also.
So this time, I pay respect to all of them, and the last one is the one that I ask, how can I cultivate my, how should I, because I'll be 9 days here, you know, guide me in my cultivation. You know, he gave me the message one. He said, cultivation is just like water flowing in the river. You see, as the water flow at each level, it will find at each location, it will find its
own level. Its own level.
Then he said, "You must remember, you have to be at ease. 自在. Use the word 自在. So that's the thing he gave it to me. So then after that, you know, I don't read Chinese. So I asked Miss Lee, I said, you tell me which each and every one of them. Then I said, there's one particular elders give me the message. Then Miss Lee quickly come out. Then he said, I think I know who lah. So he said, okay. Then I show him. Then he said, oh, the last one. The last one is my Bo Yan Zhang Lao, good friend. And I have very close affinity with Bo Yan Zhang Lao. I haven't met him in life. But every time I go to his temple to help out Miss Lee, and after I finish all the helping out, I will go to his room to meditate. And every time in the meditation sitting, he will actually show me the way. There's one particular sitting, in one meditation sitting, he showed me from the seven element of
seven element
of
the universe.
Of universe. In one sitting, from that sitting, he showed me everything. That's why when Brother Teo say, when you have thought, the space become one dot. I see that. And I move in and out, in and out. And then after that, I go into the pure consciousness, I can enter into it. So that means I can see. That's why when he explained that, because Brother Teo already teach in Surangama Sutta.
Tuesday class.
So I actually draw up the diagram myself. And in that sitting, he showed me the whole thing. And I was in tears.
Sadhu.
So when I Miss Lee say, I think I know who lah. Then I said, this is the one lah. He said, oh, this one is Bo Yan Zhang lah, good friend lah. No wonder you have affinity with him. So okay, coming back to this. So whenever I pay respect, I share my experience. When I came out the next morning, because I talked to your husband also, Mr. Chong. So the next morning, actually, I came up. I'm the first one to came out to pay respect to all the image again. Of course, the first image I pay is Birujana for, and this time I was alone all by myself with some monks there preparing to do the chanting. I really sincerely asked for forgiveness. When I asked for forgiveness, you know what happened? I was in tears. But this is the tears of joy. Really, I can feel the joy because maybe they say, you are now coming back. Not so bad, huh? So then after that, I make my sincere wish, my pure wish. I only make one pure wish. All these years is the same wish. Then after that, I pay respect to Manjushri, Pusien, and Tin Sao Kunyam. So whenever I pay respect to them very mindfully, you know what will happen? Every time I pay respect, I will feel, you will, if you're beside me, you will hear that I breathe very heavily. Actually, I draw in this energy.
Yeah, the energy.
From here right until to my Tan Tian. Then after that, when I come up, you will come up. You see, for this one will happen in all the Buddha and all the Bodhisattva, and so is all the elders. That's why I share this with Ying Bi, Mi Feng, and actually this morning when I see you guys are down there, I was filled with joy. I was actually standing there rejoicing. So this little sharing is because I want to really make you have the faith and the confidence
The sadha,
in all these bodhisattvas and the Birujan Mahapur. Because it's, they can really show you.
You can talk to their nature. It's not the statue you're talking to.
And then you say, like you pay book.
When you pay respect to Lord Buddha, not the image, you pay respect to that nature, the embodiment of wisdom, virtue, and perfection. That's why it's in the nature's law. They don't have to be everywhere. You think they chapa bo inga, chapa chicha inga, listen to you talking. No need. They're wow, very heavy.
So from your experience, you know why? Joyce, I think the last trip, she came to me, she said, Mimi, I tried to cultivate, still, because I was sharing room with her and Mi Feng. Then she was sharing. I said, okay, very simple. I said, it's only wisdom can free you. Then you got to be my mentor lah. You got to tai chi mo lah. I said, no need. There's somebody even better than me. And who? It's here. I said, you go and ask.
Manjushri.
Manjushri. He is foremost in wisdom.
That's why Sister Lian also did the same.
So you know what she did? You know? Then he said, how? Very easy, you go there, you go and ask that you want wisdom because you got to state your pure wish. Then I say, then you do like that.
To receive.
You do like that.
To receive.
Then she really, she went there, The last trip that we say, she really go there, she say she do like that, He say, Mimi, true one, I feel the energy, He said, I tell you.
Not only that, you know what she told us? He said, I blow. I cannot remember what Mimi said, He, like aspire halfway. You know what I mean. Then put the hand out. that energy also come. Yeah, very sincere. Understand now? And she has a power. Not everybody can do it. Understand now? He like make aspire halfway. You know what I mean. you know what I mean? Then the hand come out. That was the best joke. He said, I blur one. I cannot remember. He said, Mimi tell me to make aspiration like that. So long. Not even halfway. He said, don't know, somewhere. He cannot remember the word. So he said, I think you know what I mean.
You know why I can share with her? Because there's one time I came, I really pay respect, and I make my pure wish. Actually, he sort of let me know, put your hand like that.
You actually open your hand.
So he asked me to open
this
up.
This is to receive. I said, you look up the hand. Use your hand.
Really, I'm telling you from my experience. That's why I tell Joyce, you go put your hand like that. Because when I pay respect to her, I somehow or other, when I pay respect, I'm very mindful. When I pay respect to all the image, I'm very mindful. That's why I really can draw the energy, you know.
Mm.
And then someday they tell me, put the hand there.
Mm.
Then I can feel the energy. That's why I know it's real. That's why I'm going to tell her to do. So another experience I want to tell you
very
is...
Good. You all should rejoice, huh? Ah, can. Oh, never mind. Who tell you the nun? I know, You have the message. Ah, then it's correct one. If the outside people tell you one, that is real belief. I know, means he teach you how to move to your heart. Because it's supposed to go to the heart. Cannot one. Ah, then you move to your heart one. Yeah, it has to go to your heart.
When he give you, must, because you know why? It's the heart area that you're going to receive the Dharma, not here. It's here.
Yeah, then you move. Correct. Means the message come. No, when you're very sincere, then you really, really have the faith. This thing happened, I tell you. Father.
No, one more. I show. Then the next morning, because Bharatiya was saying that to become a bodhisattva, you need to perfect your love and compassion. So then, Manjushri is foremost in wisdom. Puxian, I think, is Sipayan. My friend told me is if you really want to cultivate, you go for her. She will show you the way.
Yes.
Then Guan Xing Pusa is love and compassion.
All three you combine.
So
you
for
very
us,
good.
If you want to really perfect yourself, you have to pay respect to the three of them. So what I did to all of them, and Puxian also, he asked me to put up the hand, so I put up. I also received. Then for Quan Xing Pusa is, I asked for love and compassion. You know that what happened, you know, when I do that yesterday? That's why every morning breakfast, after breakfast, you see me very fast, I eat, I will disappear one.
Yeah.
You know what I do?
No, she every session, she go down pay respect or not? Every time you go for a walk, she will pay respect. That's why your respect, reverence, your salutation, if you do it understanding, mindfully, and with the sincerity and the faith, I tell you, it's a very powerful part of me. That's why you don't know how much merits you have accumulated. Understand? Very good.
Yes! Then you know what? The Guan Yin, I'll give you a try. Then the Guan Yin, the love and compassion, when I asked for that, you know what happened? The mudra came, you know.
Oh, yes. Qian shou qian yan.
Here.
Here.
And here.
Yeah. Three areas of consciousness.
Wow. Straight away, you know.
Yes.
But none of you see that because it was in the morning I did.
Yeah.
Was. That's why... This is why I want to share with you, because since you brought up this thing, I don't want you guys all my...
No, it's meant to be, you understand?
Know?
So that up there, understand.
Yes.
Not only you. Energy. Yes. Yeah, static.
Yes.
Then like tickling on. Very good.
Then one thing you don't forget, you know... Maitreya Buddha.
Maitreya, in front, very powerful. He was the one that asked me to come and
share. You know what happened this morning when
Dhamma.
I pay respect? He asked me, are you firm with the wow that you make with
me
up there?
Yes.
You know what happened? You know, there's one time I went to this place, I also don't know, what called a big Buddha in Maitreya Buddha in China. Very big, very nice temple, good energy. So the Taoyu asked me, Mimi, you can take a photograph with the Buddha and touch his leg. And then when he rise, you will meet up with the Dharma. Then I say, what meet up with the Dharma? When he arrives, I will be his first line of disciple. You know? I tell you, the moment I say that, you know what happened, you know?
Yeah, the vibration comes.
So I say,
very sharp.
Okay. So this morning, yesterday I pay respect. The thing asked me again. I'm not sure. So I said, I didn't say anything. So this morning I pay respect again. I say okay.
Agree.
So, that's why I want to share with you all. You all will have the
faith
in really, you know, paying respect to all these, you know, great beings. They are there to help you in your cultivation. So with them, they guide you. They fatat lo. Okay.
Sadhu. You remember what I told you or not? You see, all these great beings, Buddha and near Buddha beings, they have a nature. Their nature is ever radiating to the, not everybody, you know, to who? The real cultivator, not sincere alone, no. Sincere, not cultivate also cannot, no. Tak boleh, no. But the real cultivator of the way, you will receive one. Then that one you continuously receive one. Until you reach back your level from the past, then you cultivate again. Then you make aspiration again. Then you make affinity with them. So that every life you come, you know how to pay respect. I from Theravada, I don't know them, but I know these are the great beings. And I can only pay respect to them when I was young. All the dainty, I cannot pay respect. And when I pay respect, my faith very strong. And I also like Manjushri because he also is the one. And her mudra is like mine. When I move my hand, last time when after I cultivate, that's why I always move my hand like that. This is Manjushri mudra.
Brother Teo, I'd like to share something about Maitreya Buddha.
Okay, very good.
Many years ago, before my mother-in-law passed away, my mother-in-law stayed with me until she's 93.
Elder, very old.
My mother stayed with me and she passed away in 93. So my brother-in-law actually took me to a temple which I have no idea. And that temple was supposed to be Maitreya Buddha's temple.
Oh, sadhu.
So according to them, they say some prayers for you and then they will light a candle. And then they write the name of the person who you want to make connection. And then they give you the card. Okay, so I have the card. That is my card, my mother-in-law's card, and my children's card. And they say that when the person passed away, it's so one, you know. It was you, I got.
That is what they tell you.
But it's true. It's true. Because the card was with me in lock and key. And every year, every time when I clean up my drawer, I would check the card. Mine gone, my mother-in-law one gone, my son one gone. Then when my mother-in-law passed away that day,
the card missing.
I pay respect to her first. Then I told my children all pay respect to her. We give bow our last goodbye to her. And then I on the
Metta Sutta.
Then I went upstairs. I opened the drawer. The card is no more there.
Yeah, no more.
Really?
That's why some of the Mahayana.
And I was rejoicing, you know, because I know that my mother-in-law.
No, some of the Mahayana, their way of cultivation is very, very different because they go by vow. Then you cannot understand. That's why it's very dangerous. If you only stick to Theravada and say no such thing, Buddha never say, Ananda never say, Tipitaka never write, that is the danger.
So it's
like your primary school or the secondary school, integration, whatever, math. No such thing. Because teacher never teach. You only addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. And that is the danger. That's why I have an open mind. If you cannot understand them, don't simply say things. Karmically.
So I told my son, I told my son, now left is our card, you know. So so to prove again, when I go, check the card. Is my card still there?
Very good sharing, sadhu. Sadhu. Okay, wait, I need to go washroom, give me 1 minute, sadhu. I'll go, okay. Take a break, 2 minutes, sadhu.